the area.
I love you so badly, I could...
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Baby, if you've ever wondered
whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
That's fine. That should do it. No, that'll take care of it. There's no need to bother Mr. Carlson with this. He's a very busy man. Thank you. Oh, good morning, Mr. Carlson.
Morning, Jennifer. Hey, what was that?
Nothing you need to know about.
Oh, good. Don't you like the way you handle things?
Just all part of my job.
Well, nobody does it better. How about the mail?
That's the important stuff. This is yours.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
Morning, big guy.
Oh, hey, Herb, how's it going?
Terrific. Excuse me. Morning, gorgeous. You got anything for me?
Only the mail, Herb. That's all I'll ever have for you.
Hey, Herb, I know you're in a hurry, but can I have a minute?
Surely.
I was just wondering how things were going in sales.
Fine, just fine.
It's been quite a while since the format changed. I just, thought I'd ask.
Everything's squared away, big guy. Thanksgiving's coming up, and I got a lot of special stuff in the works.
Good, good. Hey, glad to hear it.
Yeah. Previous management had things pretty well screwed up around here. No offense.
Les, how's it going?
How's what going?
Business, the news game, your department.
Who wants to know?
Well, just me, the station manager.
Well, in that case, it's going just fine. No problems.
Good. Good. That seems to be the big story of the day.
Taxes. Nobody wants to pay them anymore.
Ah, I see.
And in other headlines, Thursday is Thanksgiving again. Inflation continues. There's more fighting in that. And in football, this may be the week for the Bengals. Or maybe not. Oh. Turning to the weather, it's 45 degrees and cloudy.
Thanks for that update, Les. Keep up the good work.
No problem.
Don't touch those.
I think I'll probably just slip out back, Jennifer, and look around, maybe review the troops, rattle a few cages.
Okie dokie.
If anything, big comes up, I'll be right back here.
You're welcome.
Don't touch that.
I'm sorry, I was...
Ripping music, huh?
Yeah, that's good, all right. What's the name of that orchestra?
Pink Floyd.
Ooh, was that Pink Floyd? Do I hear dogs barking on that thing?
I do.
Good, aren't they? Hey, here's a thing called Pigs on the Wing. What does that sound like?
I don't do requests.
Well, just keep up the good work.
Giving it all I got.
So I see.
Morning, Mr. Carlson. You want to see me?
Andy. Why don't you come right on in here? Matter of fact, Travis, just come right over here and take a seat. Sit down right there. Get you anything? Coffee? Gum?
No, I'm...
Oh, good. Well, then let's just put those shiny boots right up there on the desk like that. Relax. You rascal, you so-and-so, you rough-and-ready guy, you, huh? You just get comfortable there and then give me the big picture.
Big picture?
Yeah, you know, give me the rundown, your view from the top. Yeah, I mean, you're my right arm, man. What's happening out there in the field?
Oh, you mean how's business?
Yeah, just, shoot it to me straight, hotshot.
Well, everything's fine.
Oh, listen, I get that answer from everybody around here.
Oh, no problem.
What's really going on, Travis?
Nothing.
Well, I don't like it. It's too quiet.
Do you think the Indians are going to attack?
Possibly. Worst things have happened to us since we switched to rock and roll.
No, sir, look, everything is running very smoothly. I think we're on the right track.
Herb doing all right?
Yeah.
Les been proving right along?
Yep.
So, how about me? How am I doing?
I think you're doing just fine.
You do? I see. Why?
I don't understand what you mean.
What am I doing good at?
You're the station manager.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I am. Yeah, but what do I do?
You are the boss. You're the boss.
Uh-huh. All right.
And you do, boss stuff.
Such as?
Well, you, well, then again, you, well, let me put it this way. Just knowing that you're in here, boss, boss, knowing that you're at the helm gives us a lot of confidence.
Ah. That's not good enough, Travis. I mean, I sit in here all day, at the helm, as you say, but I never get a steer of the ship. I'm in charge here. I want to be involved.
How?
Well, first off, I need to have the day-to-day details if I'm going to get the big picture. And no detail is too small. I want to personally approve everything that goes on in this station. Traffic, continuity, programming, engineering, the whole ballgame.
Well, sir, no, I don't
now,
know
let's
about...
face it, Travis, you're a good man. One of the best. But I'm the big guy.
Huh? You gotta do something about Carlson, man.
What's he done?
I mean, he's driving me crazy with his suggestions.
Well, Johnny, he's the station manager and he feels left out.
Look, I took this job originally because I figured Carlson was like me. Guy who doesn't quite know what's going on around him, he likes it that way. Now he's into everything.
Andy, you've got to do something about Mr. Carlson.
Yeah, well, so I hear.
He's hanging around my teletype machines. He wants to go out on assignment with me. I work alone, Andy. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, Les, I know that you do. Okay, I'll talk with Carlson.
Andy, I got to talk to you about Carlson.
Yeah, well, get in line.
Hmm? Oh, sure. I haven't got all day.
I was just kidding.
I know.
All right, what's Carlson done?
Well, he blew a deal I've been working on.
Oh, who was the client?
A little pipe shop downtown. Cash on the barrelhead, out the window.
What'd he say?
He said it was just a front for selling paraphernalia for drug users.
Okay, I'll talk with him. Where is this?
Andy, you got a minute.
Carlson, right?
What's got into him, man? He used to be scared to death of me, and I thought that was a good relationship. But now he's always coming up trying to jive me, you know? Wants to know if I need anything.
Well, like what?
A watermelon.
Mr. Carlson.
Yeah, I know.
He wanted to approve the T-shirt promotion.
He's way out of line, Andy.
Wait a minute. I assure you that there is nothing in the world wrong with the big guy. Now, trust me on this.
Are you?
You're all here.
Good. I was going to call a meeting anyway.
Mr. Carlson, I need to have a word with you, sir.
Not now, Travis. I got some tremendous news. I just concluded a deal that's going to make radio history. I can't give you all the pertinent information at this particular point in time, but I can tell you that you'll all be receiving your assignments later. Les, Herb, don't have to tell you what this means.
Heck no, big guy. I'm with you 100%.
Perhaps you should tell me, Mr. Carlson.
Les, we are now a rock and roll station. And these casually dressed people over here seem to think they've taken over the place. Just want to tell you that Les, Herb, and I were here before all of you. And we did pretty good on our own. Am I right, Herb?
I'd say better than pretty good, big guy.
Les? Just what exactly did you have in mind, Mr. Carlson?
Only the greatest promotion idea of all time.
Great.
All it's going to take is your complete cooperation, absolute secrecy, and 20 live turkeys.
Herb, you're in charge of getting those turkeys.
You got him, big guy.
Well, it looks like this thing might work out for Carlson after all.
He's got two turkeys with him already.
Well, gentlemen, tomorrow is Turkey Day. I almost feel that electricity in the air.
You know, I think I can feel it too, Mr. Carlson, if you'd let me know just a little something about it.
What? And let every station in this town find out about it? No, siree. Use a haircut, Les. Did you get those turkeys?
Yeah, but it wasn't easy. When that farmer asked me what I wanted with 20 live turkeys, I had to do some pretty fast talking, let me tell you.
What did you tell him?
I told him it was a secret.
That's pretty fast, Herb.
Yeah.
So, Jennifer, would you come in, please? Gentlemen, as I speak, Johnny Fever is on the air. On the air telling the world about one of the greatest events in gobbler history.
You want me, Mr. Carlson?
Oh, yeah, come in, Jennifer. Have a seat.
No, thank you.
Well, all right. This particular point in time, I would like to dictate a press release.
I don't take dictation.
What? Oh, all right. I guess I can do this thing myself. It's probably going to be a long meeting, though, so why don't you get coffee for all the guys here?
I don't get coffee, Mr. Carlson. We agreed. You have to draw the line somewhere. Will there be anything else I can do?
No, I ain't got about a dozen.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you. How did she get away with that?
Are you kidding?
All right, gentlemen, tomorrow's the big day. I think we ought to review our assignments. Les, you have those remote lines?
Yes, sir. And I've had a big banner made up with the station call letters on it. W-K-R-P.
Why does Les have to do a remote?
Because this promotion is news, Andy. Big news.
All right, Travis, the newspaper's coming?
Nope.
No?
No, they said the giving away turkeys wasn't their idea of news.
By those fools. They'll be sorry. This event's going to set the town on its ear.
Mr. Carlson, sir, this is your promotion, and I respect that, but don't you think you should let us know some of the details?
Ours is not to wonder why, Travis.
Right. Les?
Yes, sir.
You get out there and you take care of the shopping center. Travis, you take care of everything here at the station.
Where are you going to be?
Ooh, I'll be around. All right, gentlemen, let's get out there and win one for WKRP. Give me old rah-rah, sis boom bah stuff, guys. We'll really whip this place into shape.
Big guy, I don't know about these other guys, but you can always count on me. I hope you know that.
I do.
By the way, where will I be?
I want you right there with me. By my side.
I'm like a son to him.
Listen, man, you have any idea what's going on?
Nope.
But
in 5 minutes, we're going to find out what's happening.
What do you suppose he's up to?
Carlson?
I don't know. You should have been here for the big wig promotion. Go ahead.
Well,
naturally, it didn't work.
And we ended up with a warehouse full of wigs.
Carlson, he couldn't figure out how to get rid of them until the Guatemalan earthquake. Well, the Red Cross called out, you know, for blankets, clothes, anything. So Carlson, out of the goodness of his heart, shipped these destitute earthquake victims in Guatemala 3,000 blondes. I still have this picture in my mind of quake victims stumbling through the rubble, all looking like Dolly Parton.
Okay, Johnny, you ready for more whatever?
Always. Les, you still there?
Yes, Johnny.
You see anything yet?
Well, no, there's quite a crowd, though. Where's the big guy?
I don't know where Carlson is, but we're coming to you right after this record, okay?
Okay, no problem. I can handle it.
Okay, real close.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So, take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting. We're here to witness the big WKRP turkey Thanksgiving giveaway.
Hey, you got permission to be out here?
What?
You're blocking my store here, buddy.
Don't you know who I am?
Huh?
I'm Les Nessman. I won the Buckeye News Hawk Award last year.
Good for you, Buckeye. Now get out of my doorway.
I'm sorry. Creep.
So far, so good, huh?
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... The crowd is, curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From
WKRP.
What a sight, ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. No parachutes yet.
Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible.
The car's running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! About the turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. Folks, I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this anymore. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd.
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. For those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
No, Mr. Mayor, yes, there was some damage, sir, but no one was hurt.
Well, Mr. Colley, a lot of turkeys don't make it through Thanksgiving. Yes, goodbye.
Should have worked.
I help you?
No, I'm fine.
Hey, Mr. Carlson. What's it like to ride in a helicopter?
A lot of fun.
Mr. Carlson, could I get you a cup of coffee?
What? No, thank you, Jennifer. We agreed?
Huh? Sir, it was the most unusual promotion idea I ever heard of. Never been anything else like it.
No, I don't suppose there has.
I thought it would work. I planned this thing right down to the last detail. It was perfect.
Where'd you get those birds?
Les,
are you okay?
I don't know. A man and his two children tried to kill me. After the turkeys hit the pavement, the crowd kind of scattered, but some of them tried to attack me. I had to jam myself into a phone booth. Then Mr. Carlson had the helicopter land in the middle of the parking lot. I guess he thought he could save the day by turning the rest of the turkeys loose. It's pretty strange after that.
Oh, it's strange.
Yeah, right.
No, Les, come on now, tell us the rest.
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.